Welcome to the Elevate Effect podcast, where we give you the resources to take you from workloads to workflows. I'm your host, Courtney. I'm an online systems educator for coaches. Fueled by cold brew and a love for watching endless reruns of Friends, I'm here to give you the tools and the support you need to scale your business and take back charge of your life and your time. So pour yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine and let's do the damn thing. Okay, everybody, welcome to another ClickUp case study episode. So today we are talking with Susie, who is a custom engagement ring and fine jewelry designer. And to start us off, really, before we dive into all things ClickUp, Susie, I would really love for you to just tell everybody a little bit about yourself, talk about your own story and your business. Just kind of give us a full sweep of everything that you do and how you got started.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Courtney. I'm so excited to be here. So I am a fine jewelry designer and I specialize in custom engagement rings and milestone marking fine jewelry pieces. And I've been in business for about 10 years now. That's a little bit about my business.
Perfect. I love it. And with your business, how did you get started into fine jewelry design?
Yeah. So I worked in product development for a luxury retailer for many years, and I just kind of like happily accidentally ended up hustling on the side. Mm-hmm. My now brother-in-law, but it was my sister's boyfriend at the time, asked me to help him design her engagement ring since I worked in the industry. And I kind of did it like by, you know, piecing together some of the vendors that I knew and mm-hmm. asking them questions. And we ended up custom designing her ring and I loved it. And it was just such a fun and educational process of walking him through everything and actually designing and fabricating the ring that he started to tell his friends. And then my family wanted stuff. And it really just grew organically. It was like friends and family and then friends of friends. And then I decided I'm going to start an Instagram and a website and mm-hmm. try to make this a business. And here I am about 10 years later doing it full time and loving it.
Yeah. And it's obviously, turned into a very successful business. I mean, I swear every time I see a post of one of your rings that you've designed, I'm just, oh man, they're just absolutely stunning. And they're every single one I feel like is so unique. I feel like it's what I love so much about your designs is it's not like the typical, you know, one that you see everybody, swooning over an engagement ring. You have such custom, unique designs and just things that I obviously would have never thought of as even an option. And they're just so stunning. And so every time if I, you know, I'm talking to my friends like, oh, you guys have to go check out these engagement rings. If you guys are thinking about it, like you're looking at, cause everybody has their Pinterest boards, you know, and your rings are just, I love them. They're stunning, stunning.
Thank you. That means more than you know. My goal is to have like timeless designs, but that there's some element that feels special, almost like you can't put your finger on what makes it different. But the goal is that they're timeless, but that they feel really like very unique keepsakes. So
yeah, they're so unique. I love every ring that you have posted. It's just been so stunning. So love it. And, you know, you got started with us with your, for your ClickUp setup, you'd reached out and your project was really excited for our team because, you know, this is our first time working with a jewelry designer. And I know that prior to work with us, you hadn't really had, you know, a project management tool that you were using to run your business. So that's always really fun for us as a team because we get to start from scratch and kind of build from the ground up and really get to have fun in terms of customization and what we can do. So I'm curious for you to share how you were running your business prior to working with us and what really led you to look for support with ClickUp.
I'm laughing because it was a mess. Like I basically worked off of one Excel spreadsheet mm-hmm. and my brain, like my memory. And I would have like sticky notes with to-dos and ideas and things I wanted to do down the line, like all over the place. It was chaos. It was organized to me chaos, but I couldn't bring anyone on. I couldn't let anybody help me because I was essentially managing a list of clients all on my own through an Excel file. So, and at any given time, I could be managing anywhere from 40 to 120 clients, you know, all at different phases, but it was like a pretty robust to-do list. And so I really just needed help streamlining it. I needed help organizing it. And I needed to do that for my own sanity. And I needed to do it and able to be able to bring team members on to offer support in the business.
Yeah. And I think that what you just mentioned is a pretty typical thing that we hear from our CEOs is everything, you know, is up in my head, right? You know, whether it's, you know, we may have some tasks documented in other places, but in order for us to really be able to remove ourselves as a bottleneck in our business and to be able to successfully delegate, I think that's the big struggle point that we see a lot of people having is I have everything in my head. And then you're so busy with like the day-to-day actual work in your business. It's hard to find the time and the space to actually extract those things from your head and document them somewhere for you to be able to successfully delegate to a team member. So I'm curious, you know, since we've wrapped up, what does your team look like today? Have you added any more team members? Do you feel like everyone's transitioned pretty well into the new setup?
Yeah, that's a great question. I have 3 team members. So we're now a small but mighty team of 4. I have Alicia, who's focused on clients, and I have Laura, who's focused on product and vendor relationships. And then I have Jody, who does more of the like admin, personal and business assistance work. And ClickUp has like completely transformed the way we work. I'm sure you'll ask me a number of questions about that, but like, I mean, I would tell you a million times over, it just like, I went from this feeling of like, just total utter overwhelm, which was constant. And like, I'm like an idea machine and I get very excited about things when they're creative, you know? So it's like, I want to design this collection. I want to do this thing. And like I said earlier, like I would have all these sticky notes and all these ideas floating out there in space, but there was no way for me to actually organize this. And there was no way for me to take action because at the end of the day, I was working in such a chaotic way and wasn't able to hand anything off. So like when it came down to time to work, it was always like, handle the clients. That's what like reply to the emails, source the diamonds. That's what's bringing the money in. So I never got to touch any of the creative stuff. So like this team is not only now allowing me to really like gracefully and intentionally serve my clients, but it is freeing up time and mental capacity for me to dream and design and be creative and connect. And it's been so transformational. So just overall, I mean, you and your team have totally changed not only my business and the way it functions, but the way I live my life. So thank you, Courtney.
Okay. I'm just over here trying to not cry and just getting goosebumps on my arms. My goodness. I couldn't ask for, you know, anything better to hear just because, you know, I feel like that's what a lot of us struggle. I can even remember a couple years back when I had started my business, I had gotten to a point where I was just super, super overwhelmed and it almost just sucks the creativity out of you. It sucks the kind of remembering why you started your business because you don't get to do those things anymore because you're so inundated with the operational tasks in your business just to keep it running that you just don't get to be creative. You know, at the time I was a service-based business and I was helping other people manage their online businesses. And I can just remember feeling like, man, I'm helping these people grow their businesses, but I haven't been able to actually do that for myself. And so I can actually really relate to what you just said, because I had experienced that too at one point in time. And it's frustrating, you know, as a business owner, because you did have this, you know, spark or this fire at the beginning when you first started your business. And that starts to kind of, I'd say, fade a little bit with time, because like I mentioned, you do just become so overwhelmed with the day-to-day stuff in your business that you don't get to be that creative visionary anymore in your business. And so I'm so happy to hear that you're starting to get that back. And that's something that you're able to start focusing on again.
Totally. Thank you. And I bet you understanding how it feels firsthand actually adds tremendous value to how you provide the service to your clients.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one person even put it to me one time. I remember I was feeling, you know, in this burnout phase. And she said, you know, Courtney, if you had a baby, would you neglect your child to take care of somebody else's child? And I said, well, obviously not. Like, that's a silly question. I would never do that. And she said, well, that's kind of what you're doing. You know, when you are so focused on, you know, other people's businesses all the time, she's like, you're neglecting your own as well, which I think there's something to be said because we want to provide white glove, you know, 5-star client experience. And we do really pride ourselves in trying to do that. But I do also think there is, you know, something to be said, you know, like in your shoes, you want to have a good experience for your clients as well, but your business is also very important to you. And I think it's kind of the same analogy of, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup. You know, we can't serve our clients at the level that we want to, if we're not, you know, making sure that our business is in a good spot as well, to be able to successfully do that.
100%.
Yeah. And I know that a huge part of your setup was client management and your client pipeline management. So I'm curious to know how having your ClickUp all set up has really impacted your business from a client management perspective.
Well, it's the first time in around 10 years of doing this that I've actually been able to invite someone in to help me support the clients. Mm-hmm. Prior to building out ClickUp and prior to bringing on a team, I literally was handling every single email myself.
Yeah.
And an average number of emails exchanged for each client we take on is 80.
Oh my.
So there's a lot of back and forth, which I love. We love that part of the process, but people would wait longer than I wanted. Sometimes I'd reply immediately. Sometimes it'd take me, 5 days to get back. There was just a lot of inconsistency in how I was able to interact with and serve the clients. So, it has allowed me to bring on Alicia, and she's fantastic. Because we now have this client management tool, we are able to stay up on emails, meaning like Alicia's here, she can help. We're now able to address everyone's emails within 24 to 48 hours maximum. And we're able to give them like very tailored, customized communication, across the platforms of email and phone and everything else. But with regards to like ClickUp specifically, we now are able to, we track every single client. Well, even before we convert them as clients, we track every single inquiry. And you guys also just did such a phenomenal job with automating it so that like our client inquiry form automatically generates this client lead. And then from there, it kind of sets everything into motion. So we're able to manage the clients. We're able to know every single person who's inquired. We're able to know what phase they're in. So what's the next step that we need to take with them? It really allows us to like customize our communication and services to them, but it also just, nothing's going to fall through the cracks. And so, we're managing clients from beginning to end, which is great and wonderful, but we also have these sorting features. If we wanted to, for example, say like, oh, how many oval engagement rings have we made this year? We can pull that information so easily. So we're able to run reports and really like measure and benchmark KPIs, which like we were really never able to do previously, or if we did, it was going to be a really manual kind of grueling process.
I love that you just mentioned that the filtering and the sorting and actually being able to pull the reports, because that's one of my favorite things. I love analyzing data, and I feel like that's such a driver in decision-making in business that a lot of people underutilize. Because I feel like sometimes in this space, and I feel like your business is unique, obviously, because you're in ring design, you have products, and it is a little different than some of the more like online remote businesses that we've worked with in the past. And so it's so interesting and fun for me to see how you're utilizing the data-driven decision-making tools that have been built into ClickUp for you guys to be able to continue. Okay, like you just mentioned, how many oval ring sales have we made? And how is it going to affect your decision-making moving forward? And actually getting into the nitty-gritty numbers of what you all are using inside of ClickUp, which kind of, actually leads me to my next question, which is, it may be one of your favorite features, I'm not sure, but I'm curious to kind of know, what are your favorite parts about ClickUp? Maybe you had talked about, I think it was tracking contractors for your designs that had been one of the things that you had really needed help with too. So, and maybe that's part of, one of your favorite features and, or, pain points. It's kind of been, cleared up a little bit. So if you want to speak to that a little bit, that would be amazing.
I think it probably doesn't even occur to me as a favorite because like you said, it's just like managed.
Yeah.
So now I kind of take for granted that like, first of all, everything is stored in one place, which for me is a huge win considering I was like had a million Word documents. I wasn't even using Google Drive. I was just a mess. So like, it's just so nice to know that you have everything in there. And actually one of my favorite features is like the search feature because you end up with such a robust library of information that it's like, if I don't remember what folder I filed it in, I can just search. So that's a fairly kind of standard or basic feature, but I actually find it really helpful. You mentioned the vendor tracking, which is great because these are other tools that have really allowed us to build out SOPs within the business and help the team that we bring on board. So we have an area that tracks all of our vendors, all of their contact information, the best way to get in touch with them, what their specialty is. And it's like a Rolodex, which is, valuable for obvious reasons. One of my other favorite features is the password area. Like I love that it's locked and no one can access it but me, but I know that if I need to pull a password, which I probably do every other day, that all of my passwords are in one place. But one of my actual, this might be my absolute favorite feature, and we use it daily, everyone on the team, is I'm highly, highly visual, which probably should go without saying, considering I'm a designer, but having the way that you can kind of like bucket, or the easiest way for me to explain it with clients, we want to track them by phase. Like, are they in the inquiry phase? Are they in the call phase? Are we sourcing? Are we designing, et cetera, et cetera. So I love that within our client tracker, there's like a visual color or like kind of bucket for what phase the clients are in. It's also for me, like a really quick way to know, like, oh, we have 8 new leads, or we have 15 new engagement rings in work. So I just love, and I, maybe that's not a feature, it's just inherent to ClickUp and how it's organized, but I love that. I think it's such a clean and easy and straightforward way of organizing the information.
Yeah. And I think it helps just for it to be something that's quick and easy to digest, because I think that's for me why I also like the visual aspects of ClickUp, is I can look at something at a glance and get a really good idea of where everything is. And I think, you know, obviously, you know, I'm a new mom and I'm coming in, my hours are sporadic. The time that I am able to come in and sit down is, you know, sometimes it's quick little spurts of time. And so for me to be able to just hop in and see from a bird's eye view everything, like you had just mentioned, by phase. So for example, for our ClickUp setup clients, it's easier for me to see by phase where each client is in the process, and makes me feel really good as far as having a pulse on what's going on with everything versus, and not having to micromanage, right? I think that's the other piece of it too, that it's just, there's no micromanagement. It's just super easily accessible.
And like you said, sometimes as a mom, like we're interrupted every 5 seconds. Yeah. So this might sound really simple or silly, but like even the simple fact that like under active clients, it already summarizes the number there for you. Like I don't have to go into Excel and drag down the number of rows to see how many active clients do I have. Like it just tells me.
Yeah.
It's like I can access that information, like you said, and have a pulse on my business or incoming business within a fraction of a second, opposed to like 10 seconds, right, which matters.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. And I think too, one of the things I kind of would like to touch on is, do you feel like you know, prior to working with ClickUp, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong, do you feel like you had a ceiling in terms of the number of clients that you could take on? And do you feel like that ceiling or that barrier at this point has lifted? Or do you feel like, you know, the sky's the limit? Is scalability feel more comfortable for you at this point in time? How does that kind of feel?
Scalability absolutely feels more comfortable for me. And I had a small handful of people who were kind of guiding or mentoring me in my business tell me for years, like, you're the bottleneck. And my business was like plateaued because I couldn't scale, like just from a sheer capacity standpoint, it wasn't physically possible. There weren't enough hours in the day. So I think ClickUp has really, really, like, I can't emphasize enough how much it has allowed me to bring on support. And like, at the end of the day, if you want to scale your business, you have to have a team. Like, I learned the hard way, or, you know, I'm still learning, like there's just going to be a ceiling if it's just you. So ClickUp has allowed me to let other people in my business, and it lets them track what we're doing really efficiently too. So it's interesting how I brought two of these three women on to help me, and there was like one primary goal for them. And now I'm realizing like ClickUp makes some of these things so efficient that like we don't need to spend 8 hours, 5 days a week, for example, managing the clients. Like you can probably do that in 3 hours a day. And then you have 5 hours to be creative or work on marketing or think about how you want to be involved in the business. And it's just really opening up so many new opportunities for us to explore and get excited about as a business. So it's totally transformed how we'll be able to scale.
I love that. I think one thing too is the ability for transparency for your team. So I think that's one thing that for us, we really like for everybody on the team to kind of know what's going on with all of our clients, because if the team isn't looped in on what's going on, it's really hard for everybody to proactively support one another. And if, you know, for example, I had to step away or another team member needs to step away for whatever reason, it's a lot easier for everybody to support one another when everybody has a hand in kind of what's going on, because they can all see it. Everything's mapped out, everything's organized. And so there's not confusion in terms of what project is where, who's working working on what and how it makes it so much easier for somebody to just kind of step in and support one another if it's needed.
I totally agree.
Sorry to interrupt the flow, but this will be real quick. So if you're looking for the perfect project management tool for your business, then you have to go check out ClickUp. I manage every part of my business from within ClickUp, including launch management, client management, metrics, team, and much, much more. With a user-friendly desktop interface and a mobile app, I can also take ClickUp wherever I go. With ClickUp, you have a complete customization for your business hub and one platform as a centralized station for productivity. If you'd like to get started with ClickUp, all you have to do is click the link below in the show notes and sign up. Now, back to the show. And then with ClickUp, so, you know, it can be overwhelming, right? There's a lot of features, there's a lot of tools. And so I think, you know, one of the reasons people are afraid of learning ClickUp or switching over is that learning curve. So, you know, diving into a new platform can really be daunting. And especially when you aren't currently using a project management tool, like you had mentioned, you all were using an Excel spreadsheet. And so it can be even scarier at that point to jump into a new platform. So what advice would you give someone who is on the fence about diving into ClickUp? If you could, you know, kind of sum that up too.
Hire Courtney. That would be my advice, because I mean, I couldn't, my brain would have exploded if I had to think about doing this on my own, and it would have never gotten done. I can say that with like 100% certainty. In fact, I think I had a subscription to one of these platforms for probably 2 years. It sat there and I did nothing with it. So the advice I would give someone if they are wanting to scale their business or are considering ClickUp is to get someone in there who can help you understand the software and can help you build it so that it serves you. Because I think you said it best, where it's like a lot of times the overwhelm or the idea of something, learning something new, is just not something a business owner is going to have the capacity to take on their own.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I mean, you guys doing it for me is invaluable. And like I said, if I had to do it, it would still be sitting on my to-do list. And it would probably still be sitting there in a year or 2 years, and I wouldn't have a team and I couldn't scale my business. So if you're considering it, talk to Courtney.
Thank you. And I do agree. I mean, that if it's not something that you're used to using on a daily basis, it can be hard to kind of understand like how to structure it to most effectively support your business, because you don't have the time to really dive in to learn all the ins and outs of ClickUp itself, to structure it best for your business. And like I mentioned too, it is, you know, in comparison to other platforms and other project management tools like Asana and Trello, et cetera, it is a more feature heavy, robust tool. And that can be overwhelming for a lot of people. And one thing that we do like to kind of drive home is just because there are a lot of bells and whistles doesn't mean that you have to use all of them, right? Like with your setup works great for you and your team, but there's still plenty of other features I'm sure that we could use with ClickUp. And it just is to goes to say that, you know, start where you need to start to get things organized and really evaluate what is going to be best for you and your business. So I'm glad that you guys were able to kind of dive in. And do you feel like when you guys started, was there a little bit of any pushback for you guys? Was it hard to really start to dive into in terms of getting used to using the new platform?
I think it's like any new tool or skill that you have to learn. There's always this kind of like trepidation where people can not embrace the idea of it. But thankfully, we timed your build out of ClickUp and your training on ClickUp perfectly. Like it intentionally coincided with when I was bringing the team on board.
Right.
So it wasn't like we were going from this chaotic system to a new system. Like mm-hmm. they didn't know any different.
Yeah.
So it actually was great because we all got to learn mm-hmm. together. But I just want to say like one other thing. Is it like, you don't know what you don't know. So like working in ClickUp, it again, because it's just learning a new software, it's intimidating, but your team did it in such a way where like you were so clear in training us how to use this software system, which is inherently really valuable. But I actually think like the most value that you brought is that like, I didn't know what I didn't know. So I could have signed up for this system and maybe I would have, you know, just used like one or two features and all these other features that you built in, some of the automations, like they would have been lost on me. I never would have discovered them on my own.
Yeah.
So I think there's just not only value in you really onboarding clients, but in building out their own setup so that it's really catered and customized to their business. Like that is just so tremendously invaluable.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And, you know, ClickUp, like you had mentioned, it's just like any other habit, right? Or habit or anything else that you're going to do in your life in general, it's going to take time to get used to, right? It's just the practice of continuously making an effort to do so. I think that's going to make the big difference. And I think that's one thing too, that we like to really try to reiterate to clients in general is just, you know, it's going to take time to get used to it. And it's going to take habitual daily logging in. And for example, you were working out of your Excel spreadsheet previous to that. And that's probably a little bit different, well, a lot of it different than what your setup, you know, looks like now. But just in terms of, you know, creating those habits of, okay, our ClickUp is our hub for our business. And you have to have buy-in, you know, not just for yourself, but for your team as well, right? I think that's one of the things that we've also seen clients have a little bit of a struggle with is maybe that they've had buy-in as the CEO, but transferring team in has been a little bit of a struggle, maybe because it's a new software or platform. They're used to something else. But like you just mentioned, you know, really, really great for your team that they were able to actually onboard into the software because you had just done it at a perfect time for your business. But again, just kind of going back and reiterating that it is a new tool. It's going to take getting used to and practice for it to become a habit and feel really, you know, more comfortable. The more you use it, the more you're going to be comfortable with the ins and outs of how to navigate it and customize it for your business.
And I think also when you get every business need handled through ClickUp, it's the only place you have to go to. So for every single one of us on the team, we're in ClickUp all day, every single day, because it's not just what we use for clients, but it's what we would use if we needed a password to log in to check inventory. It's just, like you said, getting people used to working in it. And the more you do it, like anything else, the more comfortable you become. And it's so funny now, even just saying this out loud, it's like, I can't remember what it's like to not work in ClickUp. But I also remember starting and just being intimidated and like, oh my gosh, how are we going to do this? But you just have to commit and make it a daily practice. And then a month will fly by and you will not know how you ever lived or ran your business without the software.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really how we feel too. Obviously, our entire business is ran out of ClickUp too. I genuinely don't know how we would run it. Honestly, not even just outside of ClickUp, but in any other project management tool at this point in time, just because of, I think like the big difference too is the level of customization, like you had mentioned, I think really is what helps make that difference, because your business is a perfect example. Your business is very unique in what you do and what you deliver in your process, and having the ability to customize it for your particular business workflows and processes, I think is one of the key things that sets it apart. And I think what makes it such a universal tool for so many different businesses, because it has that extra customization. I think, you know, when we were talking about, you know, favorite features, one of my favorite features is the custom fields option, because you have the ability to not only use ClickUp for project management and task management, but for data and record tracking. And kind of like we were talking about previously with your client pipelines, even, and how many clients have purchased this, you know, type of ring, et cetera. And just its ability to be manipulated for a business's needs.
Even the homepage, where if you set up ClickUp properly, like the only thing you could ever need to do was just go into your homepage every day and you will be organized for that day, for the week, for the month. Like even that page is just so helpful in and of itself.
Yep. It's amazing. I could go on and on and on about ClickUp and its features and how much it's, you know, changed our business. So it just really like brings so much joy to me to just really be able to hear how it's changed your business and your life. Cause I think that's the thing too, right? It's quality of life, because if your business is, you know, inundated with clients and ops tasks and management tasks that you're the bottleneck, you're spending so much extra time day to day in work and business and not being able to have more of a work-life balance. And so I think that's, you know, like I said, one of the biggest things for us is when we work with our clients, being able to see that moment that they're actually able to kind of have a weight off their shoulders, you know, that makes it all worth it for us. That's something that's just the icing on top of the cake.
So. Well, you have done that. So thank you.
Okay. And just a fun question to wrap up. What was your favorite part about working with Team EE?
Can I say her name, who I work with?
Yes, absolutely.
I loved Carrie. She just had like the most fantastic personality. And I remember she was like, I'm so excited. I'm so excited that you work in Excel. Like this is my, it just, you're it, not only her enthusiasm and like her genuine personality, but like you keep good company. Like Courtney, mm-hmm. you're a pleasure. Carrie was an absolute delight to work with. And I think your relationship with the people who you work with is arguably as important, if not more important than what's being delivered. And you just, yeah. that's what to me made it like all around home run, A plus experience. Like it just, I loved working with her. She's a joy. She's wonderful.
I love that you said that because you are actually now the second person on a podcast interview to say that about Carrie. And that just speaks such volumes, you know, about her as a person. And I, you know, I've worked with Carrie now for gosh, 2 or 3 years. So, you know, I get the pleasure of working with that bubbly personality every single day. So I'm just so glad that other people are getting to, you know, experience that and really get to work so closely with her, because I think, you know, the big thing with Carrie too, it's not just even the personality, but she is genuinely so happy to help people and so happy to see that transformation in people's businesses. She is a very just loving, you know, supportive personality. And we love Carrie. So I'm so glad that you had such a good experience with her too.
And you can tell, like, it's very apparent that like, it's genuine. She's just not only really skilled and really good at what she does, but just mm-hmm. makes it really pleasant, but also very concise and just easy to work with. Yeah. She's fantastic. Yeah. yeah.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for saying that. I'll make sure Carrie listens to the episode so she can hear, but I really appreciate you saying that. And Susie, if anybody is interested in working with you, how do we get in contact? What's the best way to get in touch with you? Maybe your website, your Instagram, what's the best way to get in touch?
Thanks so much for asking. You can go check out my Instagram, which is Susie Saltzman, and it's SusieSaltzman. My website is the same. Really, pretty much any handle of mine mm-hmm. is my name, Susie Saltzman. So feel free to go browse. If you're visual and want to just look at Sparkly Pretty Diamonds, Instagram is probably the place you want to go first.
I agree. I still go and, like I mentioned, look at your Instagram page just to see all the beautiful designs that you've put out there. But thank I agree, you. The Instagram it's absolutely stunning.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Well, before we wrap up, we are going to do our fun rapid fire questions. So
I'm nervous.
Susie, are you ready for your questions?
I guess. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. So we talked about this earlier, so we'll just go ahead and start with what you said was an easy question for you. So what is your favorite food?
Pizza, hands down. Pizza. Like there's not a bad slice of pizza. I can eat it all day, every day. Never gets old.
Okay. We'll fine tune it a little bit. Where is your favorite place to get pizza? Do you have a favorite place?
Oh yeah. There's a really great place in Brooklyn called Table 87 and it's just like thin and they have this pie that has burrata cheese on it. It's just fantastic.
That sounds so good. So good. Okay. What is your dream travel location?
Oh, Italy, which I've been to, but I would love to just like see every piece of Italy if I could.
I agree. I've been to Italy twice and I still would say Italy is like right there to go back up on my list because it's just so beautiful. The food is so good. The culture, everything about Italy is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a pizza lover, so that's probably the best pie. I studied there for a year in college and I still would go back like tirelessly. I just love it. It's such a magical place.
It is. Where did you study? Florence, maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Florence is one of my favorite places. And I actually met a couple of people that studied abroad. The university I went to were studying abroad in Florence. So that's probably one of my favorite cities in Italy of the, you know, bigger places.
Yes. It's really special. Yeah. I'm so glad you've gotten to experience
it too. Yeah. It's beautiful. I've been twice to Florence now and it's amazing. Awesome. Okay. What is your first concert you ever attended?
Probably New Kids on the Block. I like remember like sitting on my dad's shoulders. He was probably being tortured. Pretty sure that was my first.
I totally support that. I think mine was Deanna Carter, you know, the song Strawberry Wine.
Oh yeah.
I think that was
mine. That's hilarious.
If that makes you feel better, but yeah, I think it was like our local state fair. She was singing at the state fair when I was young.
That's so cute.
And then what was your dream job as like when you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
when I was a kid, I actually wanted to be a doctor.
Oh.
And I even like pursued it for a bit in undergrad and was like, oh my gosh, I am like not cut out for this.
Yep.
I have tremendous respect and admiration for anyone and everyone who makes it through medical school, even like the grueling undergrad. So I thought I wanted to be a doctor, but turns out I shouldn't be.
I started to go to nursing school. And then my sister, she like put her hand through a glass window on accident. I'd gone with her to go get stitches. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm not cut out to be a nurse.
It's crazy how things in theory can sound really interesting. Yeah. And be nothing in real life what we imagine them to be.
Yeah. And then we take a totally different direction with our lives. And now you design jewelry for a living.
And you build out these you have like a really like IT techie job.
It's weird. The best way I can describe it to people that are not in the online space, it's kind of like Marie Kondoing your business. It's organizing your business. The best way I could explain it to somebody else.
Sums it up.
Outside of the space. It does. Yeah. And then what is your one piece of advice you would give to an aspiring business owner?
This is a great question.
It's a hard one too.
It is, which is why I want to pause and think for a minute. I will give them the advice that I wish someone would have given me. And I almost just wish I would have like given myself the permission to do this. My advice would be hire sooner than you're ready. Like trust your gut and know, you know, your top line, your bottom line, your profitability, like obviously income is, you know, needs to be considered. But I think sometimes fear like keeps us in this place of controlling the business and thinking no one else can help us. And it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I would just encourage people to be open to hiring sooner than you might be ready. And it doesn't always have to look like a huge financial commitment. Like you can test hiring or letting people help you in small ways, like in retainer ways or in project-based ways. But I think allowing people to help you really, I think, allows you to step into your business and become CEO and the visionary instead of just, you know, being in the business all the time. It's really hard to scale and grow a business, I think, if you're just trying to do everything on your own.
Yeah. I don't think I could have phrased that any better than what you just did. I think that is truly an excellent piece of advice because I think that's a big thing that holds a lot of people back because I think we let ourselves get overwhelmed with the concept of what a hire looks like. And like you said, it doesn't have to look like this big commitment in terms of team. It could be project-based. It could be a short contract retainer, you know, something just to even test the waters to see how it feels, to see how it goes. But I totally agree with you. I think that is an excellent piece of advice. And I don't think we could have ended the episode on anything better. So Susie, thank you so much for joining me today and really just talking about your experience working with us. It was so much fun working with you and really getting to, like I said, start building your business from the ground up when it came to systems and really, you know, fine tuning everything for you and getting into this place where you're feeling that weight off your shoulders. We're so, so happy to have got to support you with that. So again, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Courtney, for all your hard work and dedication and for changing my business and my life and for inviting me on as a guest. It was an absolute pleasure. So thank you.
We're so happy to, of course. And everybody that's listening, if you are interested in getting in touch with Susie, we'll make sure to link everything in the show notes for you so it's easy to access. Otherwise, we will see you guys on next week's episode. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the Elevate Effect podcast. If you liked what you heard, share the episode with your best friend, team member, or even your dog. If you have a minute, leave a review below or DM me on Instagram to let me know what you want to hear on the podcast next. Thanks again, and I can't wait to see you next week.